Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, the Bougie Black Brother. And today I broke open a 2015 bottle. Remember, we was going into a lot of older bottles that we had. But I thought this one could last a lot longer. This is a Bordeaux from France. So I was able to pull out one of my Bordeaux wines. And if you don't know, Bordeaux is usually a blend of two different other wines. This one is a combination of Cabernet Franc and a Merlot. So that's the blend from that. But what do we have today? So what we have is a Chateau Canon Laforêt. It is the Chateau of the Window of the Forest, Laforêt. And Canon is the male equivalent of window. So it's a Bordeaux Superior. So it's a superior Cabernet, superior Bordeaux. So I wanted to break it open because I just felt like I wanted to lay back and the air was blowing really nicely inside. So I sat down and said, let me just drink one of my Bordeaux's. So that's what I had on my menu, and just for the chill, not really a actual wine and food pairing. I just really wanted to drink something that had a silky, you know, velvety taste to it, something with some serious good balance. Tannins is like really, really smooth. And, you know, with your regular, how would you say, dark berries and cherries in that manner, but something really balanced and smooth. And, you know, most of your Bordeaux are dry regardless. So it's from the Saint-Emilion region of France, and you see the map there of that region where it came from. So I said, let me grab my Bordeaux and see what this one tastes like, because I love Bordeaux if it's the right kind of Bordeaux. Now, I was not aware of the Chateau or anything, so I went into this one blindly. So I went into it blindly. I decided to say, let's try it. And it's best to just try it on a whim and try the Bordeaux. So to be honest, this is a $12, $14 price point on that. So you see it's almost a brownish, deep, inky little look on that. So let's get a whiff of this as well. So you got that woodsy kind of, so I think more cedar. And it has a lot of the deep berries that you have from that. So let's get a taste. You know, notice I drunk a little more of this. Let me show you. So, you know, that's where I got up to. So if you can see that, that's where I got up to. And going from that, that's your label. Canon Laforêt. Canon Laforêt. And go from there. So let's get a taste of it. So, and I wanted to taste it while we were doing the tasting together. So, not that smooth. The notes are saying smooth and velvety. I'm not getting that. The acidity takes away from the fruitiness of the cherries and berries and all like that. So it's not a good balance between the two. You do have a dryness because as you drink it, it's dry and it's just holding out on that. But it's not giving a lot of good flavorful or good balance of the acidity and the tannins, the dryness and the fruitfulness. It's not a good balance. But I always say you get what you pay for. If you get a low price Bordeaux, you're going to get a low quality Bordeaux. If you buy a low quality Cabernet Sauvignon, you're going to get mostly a low quality Cabernet Sauvignon. But if I get a good Cabernet Sauvignon from California, From a price point of $12 to $14 and above, you're going to get a good one. But I've noticed my Bordeaux's that I actually buy and usually are within the $20, $30 range, you get that true velvety taste and that smoothness and those textures and everything that you talk about when they talk about Bordeaux's. This one, no, it's not a standalone. I recommend that this is eaten with probably a lamb or some beef shanks to complement more so than drink on its own. My intent was to drink on its own so I could sit there and, you know, review the compliments of the wine in my mind and enjoy it from that. This is just it's okay. It's a okay Bordeaux, but sometimes you get the right ones, sometimes you don't. So I was able to get a couple of these at once, and this was the Bordeaux out of the bunch. But that's what I have. Urban Wine Life. See me every Friday on urbanwinelife.com or Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube, and you'll be able to just check out all the wine podcasts as well as video podcasts, the ones that I'm doing right now. But that's all I have, and thank you for stopping by, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life. But later.